This is the Blind Geek Zone. This is Blind Geek Zone podcast number 41 for June 9th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back again with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Yesterday we talked about Quitter, and specifically in Quitter, the Twitter session. And today we're going to talk about the other sessions that Quitter is capable of creating. Now, these are all non-Twitter related things. And from what I understand, there are new sessions in the works. Don't have any details on those, but things that Quitter can do today, we'll be able to do even more in the future. So some of the rumors that I always keep hearing out there are Facebook capabilities and other interesting things like that. I think they're working on a Google Voice session. There's some references to it here when you create a session, but I couldn't find anything in the documentation, so I assume this is still being worked on. But what we're going to start with today is the Bing session. And Bing is B-I-N-G, and that is the Microsoft search engine that is similar to Google and Yahoo and all those other search engines out there. So, let's get started. In Quitter, to create a session, a new session that is, we use Control Windows Shift and N.
Control Shift Windows N, new session dialog, session type colon list box, Twitter.
Okay, and then we come up with a dialog box asking us what type of session we want to create. And the default is Twitter. So if we up and down arrow through this combo box,
stopwatch.
We have a stopwatch session, and what the stopwatch session will do is allow you to create countdown and count up timers.
Salona.
Salona allows us to solve web captures by sending the captcha graphic from a website over to Salona via Quitter session, and then a message comes back to Quitter that you can paste into your caption to solve it. And we'll be doing that today as well.
Bing.
And here's Bing.
Salona, stopwatch, Twitter.
Oh, okay. In this version, they did take the reference to Google Voice out, so, okay. Strike that comment. That was in the 4.0.1, I believe. And obviously that is being worked on for the future, so disregard my comments.
Stop, Salona. Bing.
Okay, we're going to select Bing.
Tab, session name, colon, edit.
And we can give this a name that'll identify the session. I'm just going to call it Bing.
B-I-N-G. Tab, OK button.
And we simply go to OK and press spacebar on it.
Bing, colon, Bing, gold wave, file untitled 1.
All right, you heard it say Bing. Now, as I said yesterday, to switch back and forth between sessions that are created, you simply use Control Windows Shift and the left or right arrows.
Twitter colon BGZ Twitter. Twitter colon Rickster the Geek. Salona colon Salona. Stopwatch colon TikTok. Bing colon Bing.
Okay, and this is how we get to them. And what we do here is if we want to activate a search in the Bing session, we simply do Control Windows and slash.
Control Windows slash Bing search dialog search colon edit combo.
And we give it some kind of a search criteria here. So we'll type in something here. Let me see here.
I P O D space T O U C H space T E C H N I C A L space S E E C S.
Something I was looking up last night on Google.
Tab, OK button.
And we simply can enter on it or go to OK.
Space, Goldway, iPod Touch Technical Specs, (1 of 50 items.
Okay, and then what we will get in this session, we'll get a buffer for each one of these searches that we create. And it goes out and looks up the first 50 results. And to get to these sessions, or these buffers in this session, it's just simply Control Windows left or right arrow.
iPod Touch Technical Specs, (1 of 50 items. iPod Touch Technical Specs, (1 of 50 items.
And we could have multiple searches here. I could do a Control Win slash again and do another search, and we'd create another buffer with another set of search entries in it. To go up and down through this, simply use your Control Windows up and down arrow.
Apple dash iPod Touch dash technical specifications for iPod Touch, read technical specifications for the iPod Touch, including size, weight, and battery life, and check out a comparison chart for all iPod models at http://www.apple.com/iPodTouch/specs.html.
Okay, and we can go down through here.
Apple iPod specs left parent, all iPod technical specs right parent at averyipod.com, technical specifications for the Apple iPod series, including full dash size iPods, iPod mini, iPod nano, iPod classic, iPod touch, Apple dash support dash discussions dash iPod vert, iPod touch dash technical specifications, size and weight, height, form, Apple dash support dash technical specifications, iPod touch tech specs, vertical bar gadget review, I took the iPod touch specs listed on apple.com and threw them in what I've deemed the correct apostrophe priority apostrophe. Looks like it lacks Bluetooth at http://apple-ipod-touch-second-generation-8GB-specs vertical bar technic iPod touch left parent original right parent 8/16/32GB-specs left parent iPod touch ma623ll/a*... technical specifications for the iPod touch left parent original right parent 8/16/32GB dates sold capacity battery.
And if we see one of these that we actually want to go out and look at, if we do Control Windows Enter on it.
Opening website, Twitter readme dash Windows Internet Explorer, http://www.everymac.com/systems/apple/consumer_electronics/stats/ipod-touch-specs.html, new tab page, RSS feeds, 8 frames, 2 headings and 125 links.
Okay, and we get a internet page up with that link.
Link graphic interface /everyipod_logo_corner.
And then we could go down through it and, you know, see if that's what we want. And you could do this for other entries.
Complete iPhone 4 tech specs, iOS 4.0 GM candidate leaked for iPhone 3G/3GS and iPod Touch 2G/3G semicolon watch the full dash.
Just simply by using your Control Windows up and down arrows, find another one you'd want to look at. You can do the Control Windows Enter on it and bring up another internet page. Okay, and if I say I wanted to bring up another search, just to show you how to do it, Control Windows slash.
Control Windows slash Bing search dialog search edit combo.
Oh, I don't know. We'll just bring up anything.
TWITTER. Enter. Twitter (50 of 50 items.
Okay, and now if we do Control Windows left and right arrows.
iPod Touch Technical Specs (9 of 50 items. Twitter (50 of 50 items.
Here's our other buffer. So you can have as many of these up here in this session as you want. And you'll notice each session is isolated from each other. When I do the Control Windows left and right arrow.
iPod Touch Tech Twitter iPod Touch Tech.
You're only hearing the buffers that are in this particular session. You don't hear my Twitter buffers. If you wanted to get back to your Twitter buffers for whatever reason, you just simply Control Windows Shift and left and right arrow.
Twitter (BGZ Twitter). Twitter Rickster the Geek.
And here we are.
Pratik Patel at Sirianna, same thing, arriving mid-morning.
And we're back into Twitter, the Twitter session. So It's really easy to move around between all of these sessions, and you can have all kinds of different things up here, just, you know, at a key press away, and it sometimes can really, really come in handy.
Twitter (BGZ Bing Bing).
Okay, and we'll go back to the Bing session.
Twitter (5 iPod Touch Technical Twitter (50 of 50.
And these buffers can be dismissed. If you're done with one of them, you just simply control Windows apostrophe.
iPod Touch technical specs colon 9 of 50 items. No buffers remaining.
And it's just that simple to do Bing searches in Quitter. All right. I'm going to go on to the next one here.
Control Windows right arrow.
Oops.
Stopwatch colon TikTok.
And next we're going to talk about the stopwatch. Now, the stopwatch can do two different things. We can either have a countdown timer, which you give it a certain time and it will count down to zero, and it will announce it regardless of what session you're in when it hits zero. You can use this if you need to, I guess, be reminded about something. Maybe you need to do something in an hour. And also, this session can create a stopwatch, which will count up from zero. And if you need to time how long something takes, you can do that. And it's real simple to do. If we want to create a countdown timer, we do Control Windows C.
Control Windows C, countdown timer dialog, hours colon edit spin box, zero. Tab, minutes colon edit spin box, zero.
And we select our time.
One. Tab, seconds colon edit spin box, zero. Tab, OK button.
All right, and we're just going to create a 1 minute timer here.
Spin counting, Twitter readme dash Windows Internet Explorer, a name colon 57 seconds.
And if we control up or down arrow.
A name colon 51 seconds.
In this, we can see how much time's elapsed. If we're in another session.
Bing colon Bing. Twitter colon BGZ Twitter.
We'll sit here and we'll just act like we're doing things. And our timer should tell us here momentarily that the time is up on it. And we'll just sit here and wait a minute. I don't want to be doing too much here. So we don't hear it on our recording here. Should be pretty close now, about 20 seconds. Then when this is done, we'll create...
Time is up.
There we go. Time is up. Very simple.
Bing colon stopwatch colon TikTok.
Okay.
A name colon 59 minutes, 49 seconds.
Oops, okay. Oh, it's reset back to an hour for some reason there. It's counting down again. If I can dismiss that.
Enable to dismiss buffer countdowns.
Okay. Alright, well, what we're going to do next here anyways is we're going to do a stopwatch. And to do that in this session, you do Control Windows Enter.
Stopwatch counting.
And this is pretty simple. There's nothing much to it. What it will do is, and when we're done here, if we do the Control Windows Enter again, the stopwatch will stop, and it will announce how long it's counted. So this is pretty simple. There's not a real elaborate stopwatch or countdown timer, but it simply works, and it gets the job done. So. All right, let's say we're done here now.
Stopwatch stopped at 33 seconds.
Yeah, 33 seconds elapsed. All right, and that's all there is to the stopwatch session. Real easy to use. These sessions are just nice, simple little sessions. You know, they're not nearly as complicated as Twitter is, so they're very easy to explain and set up quickly to show you here. So this podcast today won't go nearly as long as yesterday's did. All right, what we're going to talk about next is the Celona session, and it's probably the most complicated of the sessions here, and I'm going to have to set up a few things here to actually send an example to them, but we'll do that here. All right, I have a few things set up here now. I have a Gmail page up. And what we're actually going to do here is send Salona a capture. All right. If you haven't already registered with Salona, you can do so by going to www.solona.net. Salona, Solona.net. And you can register there and get a username and a password. Once you've done that, you can do the Control Windows Shift N to create a session. This time select Salona and give it a name and go to OK. Once you do that, a dialog will pop up and you can simply give that dialog your login information, your username and password, and then the Salona session will be ready to use. I've already got a Salona session set up here, so I don't want to undo it and create another. But setting this up is real easy to do. Just like I said, it's real simple. All right, let's go to that session.
Salona:Salona.
All right. If we want to check the status of Salona from this session to see if they're online and accepting captures, we can do a Control Windows S.
Check if Salona is offline, semicolon, no operators are available.
Oh no. And they're offline. So that's not good because we won't be able to fully demonstrate how this works here.
Check Salona is offline, semicolon, no operators are available.
Well, daggone it. We're not going to be able to do this. Because what you would do...
Alt-tab, gold wave. Alt-tab, Twitter, readme-windows, alt-tab, gmail, colon, email from Google-windows, Internet Explorer, create an account, right double angle bracket link.
So we wanted to create an account.
Star. Google accounts, help link, one heading and 17 links. Link help, link help, link help. Dash, link terms, dash, link Gmail blog. Grabbing the top, graphic Gmail. Graphic visual verification.
There's our visual verification that we would want. And what we would do to capture that is we would do a Control Windows C.
Can Salona is currently offline, semicolon, please try again later.
But since Salona is offline right now, we can't submit the CAPTCHA. But what would happen here if it was online is it would send it to Salona and Salona would send the answer back. You'd get a dialog. You can simply copy that contents back to your edit field here on the Gmail page and the CAPTCHA will be solved. Fill out the rest of your form and everything too. And it's that easy, but sadly, with this being offline, I can't show you the full magic of this, and that's kind of a shame. I guess I should have checked that before I started recording, but I assume they're up. Most afternoons, they generally are up and active, so... And I'll take this time now to kind of make a pitch for the Salona operators. One thing I didn't mention before I started doing this is that Salona is run by people. And they're not always up. That's why the quitter session allows you to check to see if somebody's there or not. And it won't send anything if nobody's there, so... You know, Salona's always looking for volunteers to help them out. And you can go to the Salona website, www.solona.net. And there you can find out what Salona is all about and how you can help them to solve CAPTCHAs for other people. And if you're interested in that, I suggest you go there and check it out. They can always use the help. All right. Well, unfortunately, this is as far as we can go with this, unless I want to re-record this section. And basically, that covers all the other existing session options for Quitter. As you can see, they're all quite a bit simpler to talk about than Twitter itself was. It didn't take nearly that long today, and I didn't think it would, because they're all pretty simple to work with. All right, well, what I'll either do is I'll upload this as is, or I'll re-record the Salona section and upload it, but I may just upload it like this because it's pretty straightforward to how the Salona works. Like I said, you know, go sign up for it. Once you do that, create your session, sign into it and everything, and when you bring Quitter up, you'll hear it. If you leave that Salona session up, you'll hear it each time saying successfully logged into Salona. So, you know, you can just keep that session up all the time. Don't dismiss it or, you know, get rid of it. I keep it up here all the time, just in case I need it. So, all right. Well, I hope this is helpful. Hope you enjoyed it. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again real soon.